SEPTA is back to full service across the system after a court order reversed recent service cuts. This return to normal comes with a 21.5% fare increase that raised the base fare for the bus and metro rides from $2.50 to $2.90. Shaderia Height of Winfield spoke with our news partner 6ABC about this.
For some people, it's still going to be a little hard because the prices are going up with fare, the prices are going up with groceries, and so much more.
SEPTA says the fare increase is necessary to close its $213 million budget deficit. With no permanent funding solution from the Pennsylvania legislature, the agency is currently relying on state funds originally earmarked for capital improvements. New rules and time limits are now in place for many older adults who receive food stamps but who don't work, nor do they have minor children. Kate Giamarisi from our news partner WESA reports the changes are part of the Trump administration's spending bill signed into law in July.
More than 1.9 million Pennsylvanians are enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also called SNAP or food stamps. As of September 1st, anyone in the SNAP program between the ages of 18 and 54 who doesn't have a dependent child under age 18 and who's considered able to work will have to prove they are working at least 20 hours a week or 80 hours a month. They can also volunteer or enroll in a training program. There are some exceptions, but the rule expands to more people after November 1st, and some groups that are now automatically exempt no longer will be. The Trump White House has said not enough people on the SNAP program are working. Advocates have said taking away food benefits won't make people more employable and will lead to hunger. I'm Kate Giamarisi in Pittsburgh.
Overall, healthcare spending for medications like Ozempic and Trulicity, which many patients use for weight loss and management, continues to rise. But spending is not being driven by any increases to the drug's price tags. That's according to a new report from the Delaware Insurance Department. The cost of GLP-1 medications in Delaware has stayed on average constant, with patients paying about $88 per script and health insurance plans covering another $400. Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro says instead, higher spending is from the growing number of people using the drugs, which could be a good thing.
We're hopeful that the positive impacts will continue. We're hopeful that we'll continue to find ways to pay for these drugs so that people can live healthier lifestyles. But the data is clear, and that is that the cost has remained relatively flat.
Delaware's Navarro says his office will be taking a closer look into GLP-1 prescription rebates and how much of that money is going to patients, the insurers, or pharmacy benefit managers. It is 9:07. Here's a look at the weather today. It's going to be very nice out with sunshine and some clouds, a high of 83 and a breeze about 10 to 15 miles an hour.